we've been joined in studio in the last 2 hours with Todd Russo of Rias. You can also meet him next week live in person in the flesh. Maricopa County Home Show at the Cardinal Stadium. We'll be broadcasting live 8 to 11 out in the RV van by the Birdcage. Come on by early and enjoy a little bit of Dunkin' Donuts and hot coffee while we broadcast on remote. And you can
bring us your power bill.
There you go.
Bring us your power bill. Let's talk about your house. Let's see if what you're paying is unreasonable or not. Because a lot of times when I do an analysis for somebody, I say, you're really doing pretty well.
Yeah, you're doing pretty well. Right, feel free to stop by our booth, and we'll walk through what the circumstance might be.
But right now, we're going to bring in Siboney from Buckeye and see how we can help her. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I have heard that if you cool your house down as cold as you can get it during the day when you're saving energy, if you're on the energy saving plan, that if you cool it down far enough that you can turn it off when you're at your peak hours, and that would help you save money on your bill.
Okay, Todd, let's talk about that.
Well, if you're on the right plan, a time of use plan, the cost of electricity during those peak hours in the middle of the afternoon is substantially higher than it is in the morning or the late evenings. And yes, if you adjust your thermostat to have it cool your house down before the cost of electricity goes up, and then turn it back down when the cost goes down again after that middle of the afternoon peak season, yeah, you'll save money.
And it depends a little bit about which utility company you're at. Some have a peak demand that hits you for the month as to what you spike at one particular instant. In that application, then it absolutely can make great sense if you monitor and manage all the rest of your peaks outside of the air conditioning load.
Right.
But I have to tell you, Siboney, I am a big believer. It's called thermal stacking, thermal storage. You're actually, at my house, off peak, I'm paying about 5 cents a kilowatt. Okay? On peak, I'm paying about 25 cents a kilowatt. Five times as much. Okay? So, at my house, I consume 85% of my power off peak. 85% of my power, I do it off peak, okay? And I do it by super cooling the house and allowing the air conditioners just to sleep through the course of the afternoon. Now, they don't sleep completely. They're not turned off, but they're not working very hard. So it's a great tactic and strategy. I actually have a personal friend that says, between peak hours, he works from home, I literally manually only go over and turn the air conditioning on 10 minutes an hour.
Yeah, I mean, the cost of electricity is cheaper. That's the time to buy it.
And then when it go off peak, you turn that baby on and let her run.
Yep.
So there you go. Okay, listen, Todd, we've got a lot of testimonies here today that customers were calling off air that we didn't necessarily bring on air, but they were all saying how much they appreciated your reports, your staff, the accuracy and the detail of your reports. Folks that would want to get a hold of y'all and take advantage of this $99 inspection, folks, there isn't anybody in Maricopa County that can hear my voice that shouldn't have this done. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and it is subsidized by the utility company, which allows us to do it for only $99. And what we'll do is when we come out to your house is we'll evaluate the building like we talked about, preventing the heat transfer. We'll take a look at your air conditioning equipment. We'll take a look at the airflow associated with the air conditioning equipment, show you how to get some of that cooling back, show you how to prevent heat transfer. Bring a lot of equipment out there. It takes a couple hours. Our phone number is 480-969-7500, and our website, reeis.com. You know, obviously this time of year we're real busy, but we're available to come out and show you why your room's hot, show you why your energy bills are high, show you why your air conditioning system keeps breaking down.
Man, I can tell you, just speaking from my heart, I can tell you that's the first thing you should do is call Rias. The second thing you should know about is not all home energy audit companies are created the same.
Most of them don't even understand what airflow is.
Most of them don't even understand. So don't think because you're calling a home energy audit company, you're getting the right analysis. So please get it done. Call Rias. Y'all set out a plan that says, look, here's the low-hanging fruit. Start
right
here, here, here. Here's a roadmap to success.
Exactly.
Okay. So now what you've done is you've taken my Ford F-250 using the vehicle illustration, and you have done everything to that vehicle that makes it as efficient as possible to get down the road.
Correct.
Now, folks, the next thing you do, that now we're up to point three. The very next thing you do is you go where you can buy the gas for that truck the cheapest. And once Todd's been out to the house and his team and his staff, once you've seen the reports, once you've done the things that he can show you actually will have a return on investment, the very next thing you do is you call Advanced Home Systems and you have an energy management computer loaded onto your house. Because if the fuel station, if the gas station is going to sell you gas for half off from 7 p.m. to noon the next day, when are you going to fill up your car? You're going to fill it up when it's the exact same gas. They're just marking it off. So get Todd out there, get the inspection done, get the analysis done, do what he can show you actually has a return on investment. And then I would highly recommend you call Advanced Home Systems, 602-799-5656. Get the management computer put on, and then you are going to be comfortable. You are going to have a reasonable energy bill for the comfort level that you have. And, folks, if you've learned anything this week, we hope to see you next week at the Home Show. If you've learned anything this week, please pay it forward. Y'all have a great week.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.